I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. South Carolina has one of the highest diabetes rates in the country. To talk about health disparities and diabetes outcomes in our state is Dr. Andrea Loftley. She's an assistant professor of medicine, and she's an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loftley, how many people in South Carolina do have diabetes?
Between 12 and 14% of South Carolinians have diabetes, and that does not include gestational diabetes or prediabetes. If we were to include those individuals into this percentage, the percentage would likely double.
Why is early detection of diabetes so important?
It's critical because we know that even prediabetes, so the stage before diabetes, is associated with many vascular complications. So large vessel and small vessel complications of the disease are things like heart disease, kidney disease, eye disease, damage to the nerves, heart attack and stroke are two times more likely to occur in individuals that have diabetes.
What are the early warning signs or the symptoms of diabetes that people can look for?
Some very common symptoms: unintentional weight loss, increased urination, increased thirst, visual changes. Blurry vision is oftentimes one of the presenting symptoms. These are all things that if you're experiencing them and they are unexplained, you should absolutely seek the help of your medical provider right away.
Tell us about the health disparities in diabetes outcomes for some individuals in our state. What's going on there?
I'll start by broadly defining what a health disparity is. So a health disparity is a difference in a health outcome among a group or groups of people. Racial minority groups, for purposes of our discussion in the state of South Carolina, I'm going to focus on African Americans, American Indians, and Hispanic individuals. All three of these large groups are disproportionately affected by diabetes and have worse outcomes. If we look at things broadly, about one in every six African Americans are affected by diabetes, and one in every eight Caucasian South Carolinians are affected by diabetes. And 8 African Americans a day in our state die related to diabetes complications.
What is being done to help provide access to care for more people with diabetes in our state?
So many of our rural areas don't have endocrinologists, or they don't have enough physicians even in the way of primary care. There's no way for us to have enough manpower to meet the demands in this state, so we're using telemedicine. And it eliminates several different barriers to care, including geographic barriers, so the inability to get to a different city or location that may have the service you need. Financial barriers can be reduced, so you don't have to take off of work and you don't have to put gas in the car to get to a place that may be 50, 60, or 70 miles away even. So telemedicine is really the vehicle that we are driving to help improve access to care, especially for diabetes.
And is the idea that monitoring of the condition, as well as any changes that now require new medicine, all of that stuff is being done with telemedicine?
Absolutely. Telemedicine, I think, is really the wave of the future in terms of healthcare delivery, so that no patient in the state goes without care for diabetes.
Dr. Loftley, thanks for providing information about health disparities in diabetes outcomes in our state.
Thank you so much for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.